Dwayne The Rock Johnson denounces Joe Rogan after his N-word use goes viral. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 5, 2022. Joe Biden backing Hollywood star and Black Lives Matter supporter Dwayne The Rock Johnson responded to criticism of his support for podcaster Joe Rogan, stating, "I was not aware of his N-word use prior to my comments," adding that this has been a learning moment for him. "Thank you so much for this. I hear you as well as everyone here 100%, Johnson said to one critic. "I was not aware of his N-word use prior to my comments. But now I've become educated to his complete narrative. Learning moment for me. Mahalo, brother, and have a great and productive weekend." Johnson was responding to a comment from author Don Winslow, who said, "Dear, The Rock, you're a hero to many people in using your platform to defend Joe Rogan. A guy that used and laughed about using the N-word dozens of times, is a terrible use of your power." Last week, Johnson voiced his support for Rogan after the famed podcaster said he will change his coronavirus messaging strategy after Spotify announced its new content advisory rule amid backlash he received over two of his episodes. Watch below. In an attempt to quell the concerns of those calling for his cancellation, Rogan suggested that he host experts with the same opinions as the mainstream narrative right after hosting the controversial guests, as well as adding a content advisory to his episodes. Commenting on the video, Johnson said Rogan's response was perfectly articulated, and offered to have a drink soon. "Great stuff here, brother. Perfectly articulated. Look forward to coming on one day and breaking out the tequila with you," he said. But the cancel campaign didn't stop. Musicians David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, Nils Lofgren, and India Arie have come out against Spotify, following in the path of Neil Young, who has launched what has become a media-fueled effort to censor and deplatform Rogan. While the woke mob works on canceling Rogan under the guise of coronavirus-related concerns, others are trying to cancel him for his previous public usage of the N-word. The video compilation was shared by Ari, who said that while she emphasizes with the people who are leaving Spotify for the COVID disinformation reasons, "The N-word video is why I decided to ask my music be pulled off of Spotify." Watch below. Rogan took to social media again on Friday to address the N-word video, explaining, "There's a video that's out, it's a compilation of me saying the N-word. Watch below." Others on social media, however, pointed out that there is a lot of content made in previous years that would be considered a cancelable offense in today's woke, irascible society, even content featuring Johnson himself. In one resurfaced video clip, Johnson can be heard referring to someone as a bloated transvestite Wonder Woman. Watch below. In a tweet from 2011, Johnson responded to an apparent critic, writing, "Don't be angry, Ms. Katie. It's not our fault you're turning tranny tricks to put yourself through nursing school." The actor appears to have deleted the tweet on Saturday, after it was called to his attention. But not everything from one's past can be deleted. Another recently resurfaced video shows Johnson pretending to speak Chinese, mocking a Chinese accent. Watch below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram,